the one true and living power. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He's our Father and our King, our Creator, Maker, Owner, and Possessor. And we say, blessed. Blessed is His mighty and His glorious name forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of our lives.
Amen.
Thanking God for our Rabbi, Rabbi Baruch Yehuda. And we do keep him our eye aloof in our prayers.
Amen.
That's a must. And we thank God for that beautiful lady who said we're going to get back in our home.
Yes.
Thank God for your life, daughter. Or you get old. I just look a little younger. God is good. He is the great, mighty, and revered God, the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
I'm thanking Him for my wife, Princess Rivkwa Naftali.
Amen.
I'm thanking Him for my girlfriend. For Ima Naima. One and the same. And he said, Ima, Brother Neat, your children is here?
Yes.
There she is. Cutie pie. Amen. All right. What we're hearing today is we don't own this place. So I'm going to say to all of you mighty men and women of God, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Aleichem.
Shabbat Shalom, Shalom
Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. You know, and we want to thank God for bringing Dr. Padit and Shani and Kukok back home safe from Jamaica.
Amen.
They flew down. They flew down and got high and come back. I know all about it. It must have been a beautiful time.
It was.
It was. Look at her. She got a tan and everything. It's a wonderful thing, so thank God. You know, it's a blessing to see Moray, Ben, Mishael, Ben Dawi, Ben Naphtali, Ben Yisrael in the house. That's a powerful presence right there. And we thank God for the mock tear. He said it was short and he was nervous. Those are the best lessons. Short and nervous. Because you know God is looking over your shoulder.
Yes, yes.
Don't say nothing stupid. And you always come through. It was nice. And Misharet and Misharet, God bless you, gentlemen. The power that you hold is wonderful.
Amen.
To see. They haven't wavered since you appointed them.
No, sir.
They haven't wavered. Stalwart. And there's my main man, Adon Yehoyakim. I never shout him out. He never cusses me out for forgetting him. God bless you. You're my main man. All right? And so I'm going to say, let's go into Wayera. And he appeared, for I appeared unto them. I'm not going to take a whole lot of time because people got to eat and hug each other and, enjoy each other's company. But I do want to thank God for seeing Benny Adopt Kobe Israel in one place at the same time. It's a good thing. Bakori, Adon Bakori. Lord and Master Bakori. Deveren Tahora. Woo! That's a couple for you. You see? Their zeal for God said we can make something happen so that we can have a prayer Shabbat at least once a month. Listen, if they didn't give you enough money, we got money for you. So that this can happen.
Amen.
All right? The rabbi said, if I can do it in 45 minutes, I can get up and get out of here and get it done. So, We're going to begin reading at, there he is back there against the wall. Can nobody get past him to get at me? That there is Nasi Asher Yehuda. God bless you. So we're going to begin at Exodus in the book Shemot, Exodus, the sixth chapter at the second verse. And we're going to read some words. Remember to get the word into you. Absorb it. Don't let it just fly by. The word is alive. It enters into your spiritual core and it makes new life within you. It makes your body behave like God created it for to do. You see, people think this is a Shabbat go-to-meeting book and go put it down somewhere. And next week, where's my tonight? I hate you with perfect hatred. No, I don't. Listen, you should open that book every single day, just like Gevera Shoshana said. Get up in there and praise God. All right? Let's read.
Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. And God spoke unto Moshe and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Yitzchak, and unto Yaakov as God Almighty. But by my name, Yehovah, I made me not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojourning, wherein they sojourn. More I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am Yehovah.
Come on.
And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. Amen. And you shall know I am Yahweh your God, who brought you up from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning which I lifted up my hand to give it to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. And I will give it to you for a heritage. I am Yahweh. And Moshe spoke unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moshe, for impatience of spirit. And for cruel bondage.
You see, the Most High God gives instructions. He makes promises. He says it, and then he brings it to pass. And this is how the only true teacher there ever was is the Most High God. He's teaching right now. You see, he's telling Moses, this is how it's going to work out, and this is how you are going to know me. You see? The beginning of this particular portion said, by my name, Yehovah, was I not known unto them. There are two schools of thought. One says Abraham and them knew it, but they didn't know how he would manifest it after their death. And another school says they didn't know it. I'm not arguing with anybody. The whole thing is he was making it known to the children of Israel. In that generation, this is where your power is. This is how you can call for any of my attributes into finite time and make it work for you if you believe. Because now he's going to teach us to believe. He's going to show us certain things about his power. As we read, I want you to remember three words. Love, wisdom, and power. Or I should say power, wisdom, and love. He's going to be showing those things all the way through these passages. Everywhere you're going to see either his power, his wisdom, or his love being activated in the earth. He's introducing himself to humankind through our people. You see? Everyone until then are thinking that the sun is God, the Nile River is God, Pharaoh is God, frogs are God, beetles and frogs, no, beetles and serpents are gods. creations. For he's come to let you know, just like the mob test said, he's the master of all creation.
Amen.
He's going to make it obey him. So that people will know. Well, how did that happen? Jehovah did. He said he's going, well, let's read it.
And Jehovah spoke unto Moshe, saying, go and speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moshe spoke before the Jehovah, saying, behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Jehovah spoke unto Moshe and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel, and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuven, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and Palu, and Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuven, and the sons of Shimon, Yamuel, Yamin, Ohad, Yakim, Zohar, Shaul, the sons of
Canaanite woman. Hold it right there. All right? I'm going to go by the genealogy, what the God of heaven is allowing us to understand. Is that these people didn't fall out of the sky. They were made by the bed of love and marriage. Human beings who came onto the stage of human history to carry out God's plan for all of humanity. All right? So we're going to go down to...
26.
Where are we?
26.
Go right there.
These are that Aharon and Moshe, to whom the Lord said, bring out of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their hosts. These are they that spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moshe and Aharon. And it came to pass on the day when Jehovah spoke unto Moshe in the land of Egypt, that Jehovah spoke unto Moshe, saying, I am Jehovah. Speak thou unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I speak to thee. And Moshe said before Jehovah, behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me?
You know, when he says, speak everything I say to you, to Pharaoh, his word has to be introduced into finite time. But he's not talking to all of humanity at once. He's going to speak through one man. That's why that interview at the burning bush was so important. You know, if he didn't pour anything on him, he anointed him with word. He anointed him just by speaking into him the empowerment necessary to go and bring that people out of there. 3 million souls coming up out of a land and coming back to this mountain, like he said. Here's a sign. All of them are going to come right back here and worship me. But right now, he has to speak it into Pharaoh so that it begins to work. So that when he does, with his obstinate self, refuse, then the word starts to work. Now I'm going to beat your butt. I done said it. It's going to happen. And you're getting in my way. Right? Let's go.
And the Lord said unto Moshe, see, I have set thee in God's stead to Pharaoh. And Aharon thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aharon thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, and that he let the children of Israel go out of the land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not hearken unto you, and I will lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth my host, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments, and the Egyptians shall know I am Jehovah. When I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them, and Moshe and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded them, so did they. And Moshe was 80 years, and Aaron was 83 years old when they spoke unto Pharaoh. And the Lord spoke unto Moshe and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a wonder for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it down before Pharaoh, that it become a serpent. And Moshe and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so, as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down the rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and the sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did in like manner with their secret arts, For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods.
Swallowed up their rods, you see. He said, Pharaoh's going to ask you for a sign because you're talking mighty tough. To cast down your rod before him. That inanimate object he's been walking around with for 40 years. Of course, he saw this miracle before. Well, we call it a miracle. It's just God's work. He said, throw it down. He ran from it. He ran from it because living out in the open for so many years, you can tell when a serpent is lively and full up with venom, or if he's just a pushover who lost his teeth. Mm-hmm. When that thing turned into a serpent, he saw that right away. I'm out. He said, come back. See? But what did he do? He came back. He trusted that word. If God says do it, you're already empowered to get it done. He came back and picked it up. So now he knows the beat. Throw it down before Pharaoh. And they did their magician's tricks, and that serpent swallowed up all of their serpents. It says here, his rod did it, because it came right back to what it was before. Let's roll.
And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had spoken. And the Lord said unto Moshe, Pharaoh's heart is stubborn. He refuses to let the people go. Get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he goeth unto the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink to meet him. And the rod which was turned into the serpent, thou shalt take it in thy hand. Thou shalt say unto him, Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me unto thee, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. Behold, hitherto thou hast not hearkened. Thus saith the Lord, in this thou shalt know that I am Jehovah. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood, and the fish that are in the river shall die, and the river shall become foul, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink the water from the river. And the Lord said unto Moshe, say unto Aaron, take thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over their streams, over their pools, over the ponds of the water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moshe and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. And he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river and in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of the servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that were in the river died, and the river became foul, and the Egyptians could not drink the water from the river. And the blood was throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did in like manner with their secret arts. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as Jehovah had spoken.
As Jehovah had spoken. You notice before he said, I have made you a God, said to that boy man. He said, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. He might easily have said, I have given you power over all the elements in the sight of man. Whatever you speak now, or whatever you do according to my instruction, notice now, nobody can hear except Moses. Say, smite the water. Bang! It starts turning to blood. It's not colored water. It's down. Blood. Fish drown in it. Aquatic animals drown in it. And when they die, they putrefy. And they send poisonous fluids from their bodies into the water. Not only that, if you are at home with a great big cistern full of fresh living water, it turns to blood. Try to imagine this. Let's say there are 10 million people in Egypt at that time. Not even anywhere near the capital where this struggle is going on. And they're watching nature turn against them. They get up in the morning and everything they understood is no longer true. Only God can change his law. He changed natural law in order to teach humankind, I made this peace. I can turn it, I can spin it, I can stop it, make it go. Mm-hmm. But Pharaoh, thanks to Joseph, owns everything.
That's right.
He owned everybody. Joseph made the people sell their bodies, their possessions, took their money, everything so that they could eat. Right? And this Egyptian who denies ever knowing Joseph, well, maybe he didn't. I'm not going to go through that again. They kicked the Hyksos kings out and reclaimed the Egyptian throne from those shepherd kings who had invaded and conquered them. Right? Well, now, blood is everywhere. And Moses has spoken to the man. It's going to be 7 days, yo. You feel me? It ain't going to be like that, bro. We're going to see. And the Egyptian magicians, they are so messed up in their heads, they're going to take some little bit of water that they found, turn it into blood if they could, so that they could turn it back to water again. So that if they could do that with this little pitcher full of water, then they could go out and make the Nile River turn back to water. And Moses and Aaron are standing by they just don't know yet. Let's go.
Verse 26. The Lord spoke unto Moshe, go in unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou will refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all the borders with frogs, and the river shall swarm with frogs, which shall go up and come into thy house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come upon both, upon thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. And the Lord said unto Moshe, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thy hands with thy rod over the rivers, over the canals, over the pools, and cause the frogs to come up from upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did in like manner with their secret arts and brought a frog from the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moshe and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moshe said unto Pharaoh, have thou this glory over me? Against what time shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people, that the frogs be destroyed from thee and from thy houses and remain in the river only? And he said, against tomorrow.
He said tomorrow. See? He's still trying to be a big shot. Yeah. I ain't scared of nothing. See?
And he said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto Yehovah our God.
None like unto Yehovah our God. Moses puts him in a position where, I'm going to let you test my God. Mm-hmm. You want to get rid of the frogs? Tell me when you want them gone.
You're right.
You get the thing. Tomorrow. Got it. But imagine frogs coming out of nowhere. See? Wisdom in the 8th Proverbs said, I was with him from the beginning. You see? These things were created way back then, just to come there right now. And they weren't little cartoon frogs. They were real, bulging eyes, funny-looking little things. I don't want to try to make the sound, but you think about it. Half a million of them coming down the street. And they're coming to your house. And they're going in your oven. And in your bed. You can't even get in the bed. Pharaoh got the most beautiful palace, his great house. He can't even go and lay on the meat. And he tell him, yeah, tomorrow. Let's read it.
Verse 7, and the frogs shall depart from thee and from thy house and from thy servants and from thy people, and they shall remain in the river only. And Moshe and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moshe cried unto the Lord concerning the frogs, which he had brought upon Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moshe, and the frogs died out of the houses and out of the courts and out of the field, and they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and hearken not unto them as the Lord hath spoken. And the Lord said unto Moshe, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the earth. That it may become gnats throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. And Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth. And there was gnats upon man and upon beast. And upon the dust of the earth became gnats throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their secret arts to bring forth gnats, but they could not. There were gnats upon man and beast. Then the magicians said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had spoken.
He hearkened not unto them. See? He handed his rod to Aaron, said, just hit the dust over there. Bang! And the dust everywhere responded. See? It responded to the power of the living God.
Amen.
We can use that same power today if we use love with one another.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
The eternal power of the Most High God is wielded by love.
Yes.
Right here, he was showing love to Abraham.
That's right.
See? He was showing his power to Pharaoh. He was showing his wisdom to the whole world. The correct use of the knowledge of God is his word. He's spoken and it comes to be. That's wisdom. Those are the three things we're looking for here.
The Lord said unto Moshe, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water and say unto him, thus saith Jehovah, let my people go that they may serve me. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants and upon thy people, and into thy houses and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereupon they are. And I will set apart in the day the land of Goshen, which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am Jehovah in the midst of the earth.
In the midst of the earth, he is not in a parallel universe somewhere. See? He's right where you call upon him for to be. And he's there for Moses in everything he told him to do. He said, this cat ain't listening. Let's show him some flies. Matter of fact, we're suffering some of the problems that they did with those first plagues, those first disruptions of what we call natural law. We felt it too. But the king of the universe said, now watch this. A fly gonna know where to stop. Swarms of flies. Goodness gracious. I can't stand one mosquito in the room with me. One mosquito in the middle of something. I got up and hunted him. If I catch you, I'm going to kill you dead. Couldn't find him. Turn the light out. Lay back down. Imagine a house full of them. All kinds of flies. Tsetse flies will put you to sleep forever. Mosquitoes. And every other fashion of a fly. And then, when they get near Goshen, he said, I'm going to show you my power. Let's read it.
Now I will put a division between my people and thy people by tomorrow, and this shall be the sign. And the Lord did so, and there came grievous swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into his servants' houses in all the land of Egypt. And the land was ruined by reason of the swarms of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moshe and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moshe said, it is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, if we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he commanded us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. And Moshe said, behold, I will go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people tomorrow. Only let Pharaoh deal deceitfully. Let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully anymore in letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. And Moshe went from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord did according to the word of Moshe. And he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and his servants and from his people. There remained not one.
Not one. That's something.
Yeah.
That's my power. You couldn't even see across the room for flies. They're going up under your eyelids, in your ears, and up in other orifices. They were all over. And when Moses prayed to God, the Father swept them away like a great big air conditioner. Gone.
Chapter 9. Then the Lord said unto Moshe, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For thou refuse to let them go, will hold them still. Behold, the hand of Jehovah is upon thy cattle which are in the field, and upon the horses, and upon the asses, and upon the camels, upon the herds, and upon the flocks. There shall be a very grievous murrain. The Lord shall make a division between the cattle of the Israel and the cattle of the Egypt, and there shall nothing die in all that belong to the children of Israel. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh said, behold, there was not so much as one of the cattle of the Israelites dead, but the heart of Pharaoh was stubborn. He did not let the people go.
He did not let the people go. That is stubbornness. That's stubbornness nigh unto mania.
Amen.
All the cattle died. Soon as they died, they began to decompose. That's an arid land. That is disease. There are different insects coming out of the corpses. They are exuding all kinds of foul toxins into the air. And it's not written here, but some people got to be dropping dead up in this place.
Yeah.
See? So when God says, I gave Egypt 40 and Seba and things like that, and then we turned around and trusted something else, that indignant anger is justified.
Amen.
See? I had to learn how to trust all over again this last year and a half. And every time fear and doubt enters in, I have to remind myself that God don't lie. He runs it all. Every cell of your body is his. There are trillions of cells in your body. You need something done, call on him and let it grow. I come to services so I can hear my rabbi pray for me, and I receive it. I said, that's mine. Thank God for your life. I receive it, and I go back to my God and add my prayer to that prayer. See? What's happening here is all of these plagues and all of these judgments that the living God is doing for the children of Israel all those thousands of years ago are so that you will understand that he is your God.
Amen.
That what you need him for, he's here now. See? God don't get old.
Right?
Yeah. You can say, wow, he's been around a long time. There's no time in eternity, folks.
Oh.
He was, he is, he shall ever be.
That's right.
He is the eternal power.
Amen.
See? And he has introduced himself to his people on this earth once again in these last days. I'm not trying to say I know the end of time. I'm not saying that, but you look around and see the drama.
Please.
Look over there at what we're reading now and see that before the freedom and the bringing of the children of Israel out, there is drama. He shook the whole earth with what he was doing right there. 40 years later, the spies went into Canaan land and went up on the roof of the harlot's house. She said, "We heard about y'all. How the sea opened up for your God." See? And they didn't have Instagram. That word went out. He shook that place to the foundation. He killed the mightiest army to save his people. Look, when he strikes with the force of judgment, even right now, like he did then, there's a blessing hitting the earth at the same instant. See? So when we're looking at world news tonight, CNN, or whatever news media you're looking at, and you see all kinds of terrifying things, events shaking the earth, people dying by the thousands, know that the blessing of the living God is here also. Heard my rabbi say today, get in line for yours. Activate yours. Make sure you're on his side. Get up in the morning saying, Todah Yah. Woo, I see the light again. And I'm in my right mind. I know to thank you and nothing else. Oh, yes. You know, put on for an hour or two checking your email. Yeah, let it go. Let the world go. Not only today, but give him his time in each day. Start the day with him and end the day with him. You ever see Mishael Roiah? He enter the house of God and don't even come in till he say a prayer. I can see him when he get home from work. He ain't going in the house. You're going to stop by the door and thank God I'm back home.
Yes.
See? You want long life? Thank him for life.
Amen.
You want long money? Thank him for money. Be grateful. Be grateful for the one who is showing us his power in this book right now. He's showing us this is how it works. Because I'm keeping my promise to Abraham. I told them they're going to come out in the fourth generation. They're going to come out with big money. And I'm going to bring them back here to this land I've given to you. So he can't lie. So Moses is the one who is sent to make the promise good. And to make it good, Pharaoh and all of the Egyptian hierarchy has to know that there is none but the eternal. The eternal power. See? And when we come out, we know it. I woke up to this truth 51, almost, well, Passover will be my 51st Passover. Before that, I was a dumb slave. I've been free ever since. Oh, you in bondage, y'all. You in bondage. I know what's up. I know who's who.
Yes.
I know that he who is, is.
Right.
And when I get scared, I call him. No need for all the eloquence. Sometimes I try to say things so beautiful in the congregation that don't impress him. You know what impresses him? He told Moses, I heard him groaning. They was groaning. You get yourself into deep trouble, just get on your bed and say, oh, please help me. This is too strong for me. And let it go.
Amen.
Now it's yours.
Amen.
Hey, where you going? I'm on my way to work. Ain't you still sick? No. Why not? I give it to God. Oh, and get away from that business about he made you sick to teach you a lesson. He don't give away sickness. He gives away life. He may have allowed, he may have allowed what the filth that surrounds us come at you and get in you and get on you so you know how to get out of it. How do I get out of it? Go back in your book and see who's who. He can tell a zillion trillion flies don't fly past there. And go away when I tell you. All right? Calm down now, Charlie. Let's read it.
Lord said unto Moshe, and unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of soot of the furnace, and let Moshe throw it heavenward in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust over the land of Egypt, and there shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout the land of Egypt. And they took the soot of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. And Moshe threw it up heavenward, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moshe because of the boils. For the boils were upon the magicians and upon the Egyptians. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh and the heart, and he hearkened not unto them. And the Lord had spoken unto Moshe. And the Lord said unto Moshe, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, saying to him, thus saith Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will this time send all my plagues upon thy person, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth.
You hear that? Let me say unto Moses, rise up early. First of all, the magicians are sitting down. They got boils. Boils. One boil, like that one mosquito drive me crazy. One. Now you got boils.
Boils up.
And boils. You can't sit down, you can't lay down, you can't go to them. You're hurting.
Yes.
And they're supposed to be over there counseling Pharaoh how to get well. And Pharaoh got boils. Everybody miserable. And the God of heaven said, now, this is the key saying, let my people go that they may serve me. Mm-hmm. They've been serving you for several hundred years now. Everyone on this planet must know that they were created for to serve me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Everybody got to know that. You can't be walking around trying to be like the world. Mm-hmm. Let the world try to be like you. Mm-hmm. You have to stir yourself up to represent integrity, strength,
amen,
the love of God,
amen,
the desire to give a helping hand to anybody, mm-hmm, any human being.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah, that's our calling.
Mm-hmm.
A nation of priests means what? You are the one that stands in the breach between God and humanity. But to take it seriously, take it to a higher level. It's not just, I went to teachers this week, I praised God, and now I'm going back about my business. Your business is his business. Boils. Let's read it.
Surely now I have put forth my hand to smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thy hands kept has been cut off from the earth. But in very deed, for this cause have I made thee to stand, to show thee my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the day it was founded, even until now. Now therefore send and hasten in thy cattle, and all that thou hast in the field, for every man and the beast that shall be found in the field, and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses, and he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his cattle in the field. the Lord said unto Moshe, stretch forth thy hand towards the heavens, and there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and beast, and upon every herb upon the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moshe stretched forth his rod toward the heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran down upon the earth. And the Lord caused the hail upon the land of Egypt, so that there was hail and fire flashing up in the midst of the hail, very grievous, such as had not been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation.
Since it became a nation. See? So you ain't seen nothing yet. That's what the magicians used to say in the old houses of entertainment. You ain't seen nothing yet? Watch this. He said, listen, if I had not upheld your life, you'd have been cast down and destroyed already, but I left you so that you could witness what I'm doing. And this grievous rain, this grievous hail that came down was mixed with fire. Fire and ice. Ice and fire. Flashing. Bang, bang, bang. Everywhere. This is a terrifying time. Let's read it.
25. And the hail smote throughout the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, where there was no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moshe and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, and let there be enough of these mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moshe said unto him, as soon as I'm gone out of the city, I will spread forth my hands unto the Lord, that the thunders shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, and thou mayest know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for thee and for thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was in bloom, but the wheat and the spelt were not smitten, for they ripened late. And Moshe went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread forth his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more, hardened his heart, he and his servants, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. He did not let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken unto Moshe.
Amen. So listen to that. He said, I and the people are wicked. Entreat the Lord. And Moses, he's flexing his muscles. He said, as soon as I step outside the city, I'll raise my hand and it'll stop. You ever been in a thunderstorm that frightened you? I was on my way out the house one night. Thought Rico was sleeping, you know. I'm gonna run around the corner and do some dirt here. As soon as I stepped out from the vestibule, I promise you, a lightning bolt hit the manhole cover in the middle of the street and fire shot up in the air. Bang! Zoom! I thought it was back in the house. God is the God of everything.
Yes, sir.
And may the Most High God bless us all. Shabbat shalom. Shalom aleichem.
Hallelujah. We give thanks to the Most High God for the life of the Chief of Chiefs. Even Chief Naphtali Ben Naphtali Ben Yisrael. We thank the Most High God that He has allowed us this opportunity to say the Elohim.